Kulturi, an encounter with people of different cultures. Welcome again to this second program of Kulturi, where we'll be meeting people from different cultures, and we ask them to describe to us the culture of their country or of their own region. And today my guests are two young men from Vietnam. They both come from Na Lat City in the south of Vietnam.
Yes.
South Vietnam. And one is Wang and the other one is Son. Welcome to the program. And I'd like to say by introducing a bit Vietnam to our listeners. Vietnam, of course, is an old country, but it became a French colony in 1858. And the colonization program was, so to say, completed totally by the French in 1884. Mm. Then later, 2 years later, it became part, it was integrated, so to say, with French Indochina. And then, after the Second World War, Vietnam declared a war of independence, which eventually was gained in 1954 by the communist forces under Ho Chi Minh. Then under the Accords of 1954, Vietnam was unfortunately divided into two, the communist north and the anti-communist south.
Yeah.
And the anti-communist south had, of course, great support of the United States.
Yeah.
Then we had the war, or the famous war of Vietnam, yeah, which had caused many lives and terrible sufferings for, first of all, for the Vietnamese, because it's their country. Secondly, for both the North and the South. And thirdly, for the Americans and their forces.
Yes.
I'm sure many of our listeners have watched films about wars in Vietnam and Indochina and so on, and they imagine the type of war that had been fought, which was not a type of a conventional war. It was more sort of a terrorist war going on all the time, so it was very difficult, and it was fought in forests and so on, which is not the normal ground in which the Americans were normally fighting the war. It wasn't like the Second World War, which was done in cities, basically. Then North Vietnam had overrun the South, and the country was united. It became one Vietnam, mm, under a communist rule. There are still some elements of protest in some regions, but still the communist rule has full control of the country. Now, I would like you to tell us something about what are the major beliefs in your country. I mean, not necessarily religious beliefs, but beliefs which people hold in common, even if they are superstitions, so to say, among the Vietnamese people. Can you mention any particular beliefs?
Thank you, Father Zhou, invite us come here, and we would like to say hello to your listener in Manta. And yet, in Vietnam, our people believe in many deities. So they have a lot of belief. In the past, we many people believe in the deity of the moon, deity of the chi.
I apologize, Son. This is not television, so I must say that Son is speaking, okay, because we've got two guests here. So Son is speaking now.
Yeah.
Move on. Yeah.
So, but nowadays people a lot of people believe in Buddhism, and a lot of people believe in Roman Catholic.
Yes, I think in fact Buddhism is the largest religion in Vietnam, and it is followed by the Catholic religion, and then there are other religions.
Yeah.
But are there any? I wouldn't call them primitive, because it's not a nice word to use in anthropology. So to say, pre-literate religions, prior to Buddhism, do they exist, spiritism and so on? Do people believe in spirit religions, family gods and so on, which are apart from Buddhism?
We highly the value of family and relationship together in the community.
Oh, this is another. This is a very important point, because the family is a very important social structure in every society. So, how is the Vietnamese family organized? Do you have arranged marriages, for example?
Yeah.
How do young people choose their partner before marriage?
In the past, the family marriage belonged to the parents. They decide. But now the younger, they must decide by themselves. They choose freely the partner. And then they say to the parent, and they choose a good day to make a wedding.
In Vietnam, do young people normally marry very young? What is the average age when people get married, more or less?
Actually, in countryside, young people get married young than the people live in city.
So it's traditional that people marry young. And when you say young, what age would that be?
In the countryside, about 18 years.
18? Yes, 18 years old.
Because in the big city, the young people take care about their job, then the marriage. So they usually study and find a good job before they marry.
Okay.
So the age to wedding is higher.
So in a sense, they are following Western style, and I mean, when you say they marry at the age of 18, I mean, that was how it used to be in Malta some 20 years ago, or a bit more, say 30 years ago. But now, since students go to university, and it's very difficult to find a residence and a home, so people tend to marry later in life here in Malta also. And so Vietnam is moving along these lines. Are family big? Do families have many children now? Or are there any government regulations as regards the number of children, for example? We know that in China there was the one-child policy. Is there something similar in Vietnam?
In Vietnam, the government concerned the burn. So every family have two children.
So by law, every family should have two children.
Especially in the member of officer family.
Yeah, but is it a law or a tradition?
They advise.
It's an advice.
Yeah. But in a lot of family in the countryside, they have four children or lesser.
Four children would be, say, the contemporary big family. And what type of celebration do weddings do? I mean, I know you are Catholics, both of you. And can you describe to us, in Malta, we are not very much accustomed, there is a Buddhist community here, but it's not very big. I mean, what is the difference between a Christian wedding, which is, we can say it's a westernized type of ceremony, and the Buddhist ceremony of wedding? What is the difference?
There are some difference between a Catholic wedding and Buddhism. With the Catholic wedding, we follow the same in Western custom. We go to, we have a mass in the church, and then we have a feast together between to family.
You have a feast within the family.
Yeah.
And what is the Buddhist tradition?
Oh, they only have a feast in their family or in the restaurant, but they don't have a mass.
Of course.
Yeah.
But is it a civil marriage in Buddhism or a religious marriage? Is it considered to be a civil ceremony or a religious ceremony?
I think this year only the in the family.
Oh, it's a family affair, so to say. And then they have to register it for public state recognition, so to say. What are the desirables of Vietnamese people? What people in Vietnam, what do they desire most? What do they treasure most in life?
I realize that in my country, people are usually have ancestor gossip.
Gossip.
Ancestor worship.
Worship.
Gossip. And fidelity and filial piety.
Of filial piety.
Yeah, filial piety.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much decision would, how much authority, so to say, would a father or a mother have when a son is going to choose a job? How influential they are, or choose to become a priest, I don't know, or take a trade, or go to university. How influential are parents? Are they still very influential or not?
Parents usually advise for their children more study and have a good job as they can. Usually a father don't forbidden their children to have to choose one job or another job that they want, but freely for their children to choose.
You spoke about fidelity and trustworthy. Is it fidelity to the members of the family? Is this only within the Christian groups or even with the Buddhist group that there is this attachment to kinship, to members of your own family?
The fidelity, the good value in Vietnam, all a member in family have to keep. So it not only in the family, but also in the whole community and the country.
And what is the? Is the spirit of patriotism very strong, the love for one's country, or do you feel divided still psychologically, as if the North has its own culture and the South has its own culture? Is Vietnam culturally divided or politically divided only? And now it's one country, I know, but is there still a feeling that you were separated for a short period of years? I mean, it's not a long time. We've been divided since the Second World War. So is there still an effect of this division between the North and the South? How do people look at one another if you come from the South and the North?
In the past, our country have to divide into parts. So have some different in the division between two parts of the country. So in the now in the north, there are a lot of culture than in the south. But in the south they have more than freely to do, and also they have developed lot of
and the people in the north poor than the people in the south.
Also, there is a poverty gap between the north and the south.
Yes.
And what is the main, I should say, basis of your economy in Vietnam? How do Vietnam earns its money, and the Vietnamese people earn their money, which is the major the major industry, so to say, in Vietnam.
Our country have 80% of people working in agriculture.
In agriculture, yes.
So they earn money from plain dry coffee and some tea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Coffee, tea, and what else?
Tea, rice.
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 So rice is the staple food. Main food. Like China is the main food. I mean,
main food in Vietnam.
And do you have a strong fisheries industry or not? A strong fishing industry?
Yeah, in the big city, we have a lot of industry and company, and a lot of worker in that factory.
Most people work in a factory.
Now there are a lot of younger people from the countryside.
Countryside.
Go to a big city to have a worker, become a worker to have a high salary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are leaving agriculture and moving towards the city.
So
that they can work in factories.
Yes.
So it's something which it has happened. It's the process of industrialization that, unfortunately, under the process of industrialization, it is agriculture that suffers. And speaking about agriculture, I'm sure this affects your cuisine, the type of food you eat in Vietnam. Which is the most popular food in Vietnam? I mean, I know you eat rice, but you don't eat simply white rice. You might,
We make different fruit from rice. For example, we usually eat noodle, and some kale. We make from rice. Different.
So products from rice.
Yeah, products from rice.
And do you eat it with meat or fish or?
We
what other vegetables?
Yes, we often eat meat and fish. Fish that we grow in lake. And sometimes we eat bread. Yes, bread.
You have bread also in Vietnam.
Yes.
Is bread becoming more popular nowadays than rice?
But we usually eat rice than bread.
It's more rice than bread. One can. Which languages are spoken? I've seen a list of languages which are spoken there. I think the Viet is the major language, the Viet. But what other languages are spoken there?
We have a main language spoken popular in the country. It's Vietnamese.
It's Vietnamese, Viet. Yeah. But what are the other dialects,
We have 52.
52
dialects. In every minor ethnic, they have their own languages, but all of them know how speak Vietnamese.
So the official language of your country remains Vietnamese.
Yes.
So it is the language taught in school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are dialects taught in your school also? Are they taught in the school the dialects?
Yeah, of course.
The different dialects. And do they have their own literature or newspaper in those dialects? Not in Vietnamese, in the other dialects.
Television and radio station, they have their own channel. They still keep their own language.
Alive.
Alive. Mm-hmm. So they keep their own culture also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there some, apart from the official government structure which exists in every country, you've got a constitution and the country was organized according to that constitution, which obviously, in the case of Vietnam, is still a communist country with a communist constitution. But unofficially, who are the powerful people in Vietnam, apart from party people, who are the most influential people in Vietnam?
the member of Communist Party.
So the Communist Party has become so much ingrained in culture.
Yes, they have a lot of advance and power in our society.
So you don't have, I mean, in Africa they have got tribal chiefs, so although there is a democracy, the tribal chief still has some form of respect in Africa. I mean, still can control his people and propagate the culture. In certain, even Far Eastern countries, there are courts consisting of the elders of a village. In the case of Vietnam, do these things exist or not? They are everything is according to a written constitution, so to say.
In Vietnam, the government controls everything.
Government controls everything.
Yeah, controls everything, and we belong to the them. So we still limit in some few.
As regards religion, are religions tolerated, persecuted? What is the government's attitude to religions? Especially, let's speak about Buddhism, which is the major religion. How is Buddhism treated by the communist government?
As you know, the communist government usually don't like Catholic men. So they reject and limit the development of Catholic. Recently, they addressed some young people and priests.
So are you allowed to practice your religion in public?
Yeah, we allow to show our religion, but in the limited.
In a limited way?
Yeah. Simply, we have to have allow from the government to have a mask.
Mm-hmm. You got to take permission from the government.
Yeah, allow from the government to have a mask, special mask. For example, Christmas on Christmas. Yeah.
You got. And how do religious groups meet? Is it that they meet in churches or in private homes? How are religions organized? I'm speaking about Buddhism, which is also a religion of the temple. There is also a Buddhist. Buddhism can be practiced at home. You've got common prayers and so on.
Nowadays
and meditation, which is more private in the case of Buddhism. So you can practice it without even the government knowing it. I mean, the Catholic is, in a sense, Christian religion is needs an exteriorization more than Buddhism needs, perhaps. Although I've been to Buddhist temples in China, and people go to monasteries there. I've been to a major monastery in Beijing, and I've seen that many people go to this Buddhist temple, and I mean, they got their traditions, which are in a way similar to certain Catholic traditions. I mean, we use candles, and instead they use three different candles. The way they use incense, the way they use the bells in terms of prayer, and so on. So do you have open temples and open Buddhist temples in Vietnam, which are still in use for religious purposes?
Nowadays we are freely to show our religion, but some play in Central Highland. The government still control, and they don't allow the religious development.
So government is still pretty in control and pretty anti-religious, in a sense.
Yes.
And how are people reacting to this? Are they accepting it, or are they still have a sort of an underground religion.
We don't usually accept. We usually speak that we have a right to keep and develop our religious, but in difficult situation.
And you, so the right exists on paper, but in practice it is very difficult to practice your religion. Am I correct?
The government want to keep us in developing in the way that the government want.
Oh, yes.
But this is not good.
So in this sense, they are imitating the Chinese government, which in China, the Catholic Church is divided between the official Catholic Church, which is recognized by the Chinese government, and bishops are appointed by the Chinese government, and the underground Catholic Church, where bishops are opposed by the Pope of Rome. What about sports, if we can say, have a word about sports? You have your own sports, which is not a Western sport, which you practice in Vietnam.
A lot of people like to play football and volleyball.
Football is quite an international, but do you have any specific types of recreation? How to pass your leisure time?
People usually watch television, read the newspaper.
Okay, so I mean, time is pressing, and we have to stop here because our time is over. I'd like to thank you very much for the amount of information you've given us about Vietnam. I'm sure many of our listeners haven't had any knowledge of Vietnam, and I hope we've helped them to understand better your way of life, because that is what we mean by culture. Thank you, Juan, and thank you, Son, for coming to this program.
Thank you, Father, very much. Thank you, everybody.